Every week at this time, every Wednesday, we talk to one of our bloggers from AnchorRising.com. Andrew Morse is on the line. Andrew, how are you, sir?
Very good. How are you this evening?
I'm excellent. Are you enjoying your Christmas season so far?
I am, and one of the most enjoyable parts so far was your Friday evening Christmas show after the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you enjoyed that? Did you listen to it, really?
I did, and some of the I'm amazed, some of the songs and the carols and stuff that you have on file there. You have a very deep library to draw upon.
That. Yeah, and so we do that every year because, you know, I figure that it's Black Friday, and who the hell wants to talk about politics on Black Friday?
Yeah, that's
so
exactly
we talk about
right
Christmas show, Christmas music and the best Christmas song, which in my opinion is Oh Holy Night, probably by either Perry Como or Bing Crosby.
Yeah, that's a pretty good choice.
What's on the blog tonight?
All right. Well, now that I buttered you up just a little bit I have to say that my co-blogger, Justin Katz, he would want to be counted at this time among the skeptics of the hiring of Iona Morifisis.
Okay.
And now the point he's making, or one of the points that he's making, is there's also kind of a particular Rhode Island attitude towards the idea that he's got a quote there from Al Verrecchia, where she said that one of the benefits of hiring her is her big personality. And that's kind of, you know, expecting a savior to come in. It's sort of like the executive level of, knowing a guy to get something done there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I mean, I have no opinion on her either way. I mean, I'm just saying that the average everyday status quo guy like John Tassoni, who has been the part of the problem as opposed to the solution for the past umpteen years, is not somebody whose opinion I'm going to put a lot of stock in.
Yes.
And at this point, anybody's new voice, if we have some smart people out there who run businesses who think this is the kind of person that can get it done, I'm willing to try it. And because what else have we got going on right now, Andrew?
Yes, well, Justin also does mention something about spineless and brain-dead elected leadership being probably canceling out anything that an EDC director could do. So he'd probably agree with you on that point. So.
Well, and we'll also see, too, if the people are smart enough to recognize that we have somebody who's highly qualified come in here and then bangs their head against a stone wall for three years, then we'll finally figure out who it is that the stone wall is.
Yes.
And maybe break it down and get rid of it.
And then one other interesting item we have on the blog is people may remember that Frank Caprio, as general treasurer, made our list of top 10 Rhode Island conservatives last year.
Yes.
There's a pretty good chance Frank Caprio, as Democratic gubernatorial candidate, is not going to make that list, which is, you know, not to say he's a bad guy or anything like that, but we've got Justin put up a list of reasons why he's a little bit skeptical of his gubernatorial candidacy so far.
Excellent. Well, check that out. Thank you, Andrew.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it. AnchorRising.com, one of the best political blogs on the face of the earth.